Here's a sneak peek of our episode.
Do you feel your zodiac sign supported you in moving abroad alone?
On some days, if I'm like tired or overwhelmed, I do feel like the Libra comes out.
And it's kind of crazy, but I like crazy.
That's why I can't have a relationship with Sagittarius. I tried 2 times.
Like, I need to know like if I feel safe or not.
And I thought the feeling was holding me back in the end, but I think the feeling just brought me here. Ooh. You know,
I don't fight. I like to stay away from fights. Mm-hmm. But if you put me in a position where I have to fight, I will fight.
Okay, attachment issues over here. No, I'm joking. That sounds also like you don't need to do anything. It's like,
yeah, it's just I need to receive. What we've concluded is that Lisbon's zodiac sign is a
welcome to From Lisbon with Love, a podcast about real stories of love, laughter, and life in Lisbon from women who have left it all behind.
The podcast where we share real stories about moving to Lisbon, starting over, and figuring life out along the way.
We talk love, dating, friendships, breakups, healing, growing, all of it.
Basically, the stuff we usually talk about over coffee or vino.
If you're thinking about moving abroad, already here, or just love honest conversations with heart, you're in the right place.
This is From Lisbon with Love.
Welcome back. I am April Betts.
I'm Anna Sherina.
And this is From Lisbon with Love. Today we are going to be Happy New Year, everyone.
I was like, what are you doing?
Hello, Happy New Year. Welcome to 2026. And this year, this episode, we are going to be talking about astrology.
Yes.
And it's perfect for the new year because everyone does their horoscopes and what does my year have in store for me? So we're going to go through what our year has in store for us. You're going to get to know our signs, all of them, all the major ones.
Yeah.
We'll say that. But yeah. So we'll see what the cosmos have in store for us this year, guys.
Yes. I'm so excited. First episode of the new year.
I know.
New season.
Rusty. No, I'm just joking. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, let's get into it. So let's start off with the first question. What is your zodiac sign, your sun, your moon, and your rising?
Yeah.
And do you relate to them?
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to tell us all three, and then I'm going to go ahead and read what the description is for those three.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's the only three that we're focusing on.
Yeah.
The sun, the moon,
yeah,
and the rising. And I recently found out that the rising is the same as the ascendant, right?
Yes.
I didn't know because I knew my ascendant, and then I found out my rising was like, it's the same. So I was really confused.
Oh, yeah.
But it's the same thing.
Yeah.
And my sun is Taurus. Mm-hmm. My moon is Pisces. Mm-hmm. And my rising or ascendant is Libra.
Ooh.
Yes.
Okay. So for those who are not astrology buffs, I'm going to read the description of what those are. Okay. So her sun is Taurus. And the traits of a Taurus is... they center on being grounded, reliable, and sensual, earth signs.
Mm-hmm.
So she's an earth sign.
Yes, I am.
And that sign is from April 20th to May 20th, valuing stability, comfort, and finer things in life, often manifesting as patience, loyalty, determination, and love for routine, but also stubbornness, possessiveness, and resistance to change, making them steadfast friends, hard workers, and appreciators of tangible pleasures like good food, music, and nature. So with those traits that I've described, do you feel like you encompass those traits?
Yeah, I think I do. And it's so funny because I feel like I've read this like so many times in my life, because when you start, when you do some research about your sign, I feel like it's always kind of like comes down to the same points. Mm-hmm. And I feel like for me, especially like the craving, the stability is a big one. And I feel like that also showed like in the episodes of last year already, mm-hmm. when people got to know us, I think yeah. for me, I talked about that in so many episodes, like the journey of moving here and what it took for me to make that decision yeah, and stuff.
Yeah, because so it took you so long to exactly. make the decision.
Yeah. yeah, so I think that definitely has to do with being a Taurus. And other than that, yeah, I love routines, sometimes maybe a bit too much. So I definitely agree on that also. Mm-hmm. And I really love everything like beautiful around me, like nature, good food, of course, yes. because your girl loves to eat. hard worker, yeah, I guess also. And mm-hmm. one of my values is like loyalty, so I really mm-hmm. I'm really also feeling that one. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a good description of me. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah,
okay, let's go to your rising and see Ooh. If that is... Well, actually, let's go to the moon.
Let's do the moon first.
Let's yeah. do moon. Yeah, yeah. So there are some... there's two different type of astrology. There's the one that focuses on your sun sign, mm-hmm. and there's another one that focuses on your moon.
Yes.
So I think it's like... It starts with the V, Vedic, something like that. You can correct me in the comments, but... the one that focuses on your moon, they basically say that your moon sign is more of who you are in that particular sector.
Yeah, because I also think for the people maybe that don't know about it, about the moon sign, it also says something about your emotions, right? How you yeah. handle things and...
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so the moon sign is about your emotions.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So well, let's get into it. Okay, yes. So you are a Pisces moon, mm-hmm. and the traits include deep empathy, intuition, and emotional sensitivity, making them highly attuned to others' feelings, energies, and often leading to vivid imaginations, strong psychic leanings, and a connection to the mystical and artistic realms. Though they can struggle with idealizing escapism and absorbing too much negativity from their environment, they are compassionate, dreamy, and intuitive, often guided by a strong gut feeling, but may need to balance fantasy with reality. Do you relate to any of that when it regards to your emotions?
Yeah, I think I do, because especially like the absorbing negative energy, that's like a big one. And that's something I learned in my 20s, that when I was surrounded by some people, could either be friends, could be in a relationship, that I was like kind of taking over their emotions, and that was really like draining me. So I really relate to that, and also the escapism maybe a little bit is like, especially like after the holidays, I'm like, it's so hard to get out of that bubble for me. So I feel like maybe I take more time than the average person maybe to kind of like
recharge,
right? Kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah, I think for me that's like
okay,
because I feel like so deep, and I feel like with other people and everything that's going on, and like yeah,
you need to have that space,
right? It's like you go like from back and forth, and it's like
yeah,
need some more time to
yeah
get to myself again or something. I don't know if that yeah. makes sense, but yeah, that's does. How it is for yeah, me. Yeah,
okay.
So I think the Pisces moon is very true.
Okay, all right, and then let's get to your rising. And your rising is Libra, and it says Libra rising individuals are known for being charming, diplomatic peacemakers who value harmony, fairness, and beauty, often appearing polished and sociable, but they can struggle with the indecisiveness as they try to please everyone and avoid conflict, leading them to seek balance in partnerships. Their natural Venus rulership makes them artistic, stylish, and relationship oriented, always seeking connection and balance in their interactions.
This is an interesting one because I've never read something about the Libra rising. It's like the first time that I heard something about it. I've did some research to the Pisces moon.
Okay.
But then this is all new for me. So I was reading that. I was like, okay.
So did some of the things pop out to you?
Yeah, I feel like the indecisiveness, I definitely feel, especially when I'm tired or overwhelmed. I feel like I can't even choose like what to eat, you know. It's like these basic things, it's just already too much for me if I'm overwhelmed. And other than that, I also feel like in my friendships I really like equality. So whenever I feel like something is like, or someone is like doing something to another person, that person's maybe not that aware of it, I'm like, hello, you know, like, bitch.
yeah I can see that,
because some people find it maybe hard to stand up for themselves, or maybe they don't even notice, or maybe they don't even make a big deal out of it. And I think I also shouldn't, but then it's just
your nature,
right? It's just I sense that, and then I'm like, this is not okay.
Yeah, because also too, because of your Pisces moon with your emotional intuitive self, and then you with your Libra self, you can see something and feel it at the same time. You're like,
and the Taurus is gonna say it.
Yeah. So you've got like a really interesting mix and balance of, like, you know, you got your water, like, yeah, you got your water, you got your earth, and you got air.
Yeah, it's crazy, honestly.
Yeah.
If you think of it.
Yeah. I would say, like, from your mix, I would say that you do have a mixture of all of these. I can see, like, when I'm reading the description, I can see that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially after, like, recording so many episodes together. We know each other very well.
I know. That's so true. Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay.
Tell us, what is your sun, moon, and rising? Well, I know, but...
Okay, so my sun is Aries, my moon is Capricorn, and my rising is Sagittarius.
Ooh. So does that mean you don't have any earth, or you have Capricorn?
Capricorn is earth.
Right.
Which one are you missing? Yeah, so it's fire, earth, fire.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Love that.
I feel like my Capricorn moon kind of grounds me more with all of the fire that I have.
Yeah.
Because I've had a lot of people say, oh, I don't see you as an Aries. Like, some people weren't sure that I was an Aries. And that's another reason why I spoke about earlier the other astrology, where they actually just look at your moon.
Yeah.
So that's why I can understand why some people would say, oh, I didn't think you were an Aries. You're a different kind of Aries.
Yeah, but that's true. And I also think that we really connect on the earth level. And there's also, like, been some situations that I felt like I was an Aries instead of you, you know? Sometimes in, like, public, when we go to a restaurant or something and there's something.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, it's fine. And I'm like, it's not fine. And
because I guess that kind of gets more into the emotional side, maybe.
Yeah.
In that situation, I'm like, it's all good. Let's just be chill. Like, calm.
Yeah.
And you're like, no.
No.
That's your Libra balance. Like, no, this is unfair. They can do this and we can do this.
I know. But I feel like the Pisces is not that... Well, the Pisces is emotional, but I feel like the Pisces is not like speaking up so much.
No, I wouldn't see... Right? No, I feel like they would be more like passive.
So...
So it's interesting, yeah. Your little fieriness.
But I don't have any fire sign.
Well, I'm sure you have some fire in your chart, like the rest of the chart.
Ah, yeah, that's true. But just, we're going to save that maybe for like a special episode or something.
Go through the whole birth chart.
Right? Okay, let's go. Are you ready? I'm going to read your Aries traits.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Aries traits are defined by being bold, energetic, and pioneering leaders, characterized by courage, confidence, and passion, but also impulsiveness, impatience, and a short temper. As the first zodiac sign, they're natural initiators, competitive, honest, and thrive on challenges and action, always seeking to be first.
Ooh. We okay. always win, so.
okay.
So, yeah, I would agree with a lot of those traits,
Which ones?
To be honest.
Which one's the most, let's see.
Well, I would say very courageous, independent, passion is like I live off of passion. Like I literally my whole life has been off of passion. Like everything that I've done because of passion. Like yes. I can't do anything unless I'm passionate about it. So that is very big for me. As an Aries, I would say impulsiveness, yes. Absolutely.
Yes. So we've seen that. We've noticed that. We know that about you.
I guess for some people, the way I moved here to Portugal would be a bit impulsive.
For me, yes.
Especially compared to her, because you came 20 times.
Literally. Well, almost.
I came once.
Yeah. I had to revisit 9
But see, also here. That also is about my passion. Because like when I feel, it's a feeling for me.
Yeah.
And like when I feel it, then it like ignites my passion. And I'm just like, boom, go. Yeah. I'm just like, And it's kind of crazy, but I like crazy.
Yeah, but it works, right?
Yeah, so. It works. So, oh yeah, let's see what else. Initiators, yeah, I always initiate, especially anything I'm passionate about, I'm going to initiate, I'm going to step up, I'm going to say something, I'm going to be like, but like passion literally drives me. If I'm not passionate about it, I'll just be like,
yeah,
I'll be bored.
And
you'll see me quiet and just like, But if I'm like really into it, you like, you're going to see a whole different April.
That's true though. So if she's looking at you with a face like that,
yeah,
she's bored as fuck.
Yes,
you need to turn it up.
Yeah.
And competitive, I feel like you're not that.
Yeah. No, I feel like when I was younger, I definitely was. I feel like I have grown as an Aries. Like I feel like as a certain age, like as you grow older, you tend to, you know, become more mature, hopefully.
Some people don't, but.
But when I was younger, like, yeah, I always wanted to. And I remember as a little kid in elementary school, I was always a fast runner. And I would always beat everybody. We would race. There was like this little track, and we would always race. And I would always beat all the boys.
Wow.
And I would. And I would be so proud. And they would always want to race me to try and beat me. And I'm like, come on, let's go. Let's race. Let's go. Boom. Let's do it.
Try me.
I'm like, do it.
Yeah. Cool.
And I'm like, and I'm like, I win. Every single time. It was so funny. But yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Not now I'm not so much competitive because I am more, I know who I am. I'm more grounded. Like winning or not winning doesn't define who I am. So it is what it is.
Yeah, but it changes. But that's good.
Yeah. But I still love to win.
Yes, we do. All right. Your moon. You're a Capricorn moon.
Yeah.
And Capricorn moons, individuals are known for their practical, disciplined, and responsible emotional nature. Seeking stability and security, but can appear distant, emotionally reserved, or vulnerable due to learned self-reliance and high standards, focusing on achievement and long-term goals over immediate emotional expression. They value hard work, loyalty, and are resilient, but may struggle with pessimism, perfectionism, and vulnerability. Oh, I didn't see this one coming. I feel it sounds like me, you know.
That's maybe that's why we get along. I wouldn't actually agree to a lot of that, especially when it comes to emotions. Especially too, like when I was younger, I feel like I was even more of like a Capricorn moon in the sense of like completely shut out my emotions. Like when I was younger, I never cried. I never showed anything. It was just like stoic. I would never let anyone know how I was feeling. I feel like now I'm a little more open with my emotions. I've done a lot of work and I've done different things also with acting. It like opened up.
Yeah, that's true.
It opened up because actually Capricorn, the opposite of Capricorn is Cancer. And Cancer is super emotions. So basically I was told like in astrology, if you are, let's say for example, for me, I'm a Capricorn moon. My life's purpose is to get to a point where I could be a Cancer emotionally.
Yeah.
Like that's the growth. So you pick the opposite so that you can work to get to the other side. And I feel like when I was doing acting and all of that, that completely opened me up as well. But I still feel like I'm very reserved still when it comes to emotions. It takes a minute to get it out of me. Like you kind of have to pry sometimes. Perfectionism when I was younger. I'm not like that now. I could give a shit about perfectionism. But when I was younger, I was super like had to be perfect in everything. And it was like I had to make sure that everything was done right. But I'm not like that anymore. What else?
Yeah, but I feel like that's something you can work on, right? And it can change over time.
Yeah.
And also the pessimism, I don't really notice with you.
No, I think for me, when it comes emotionally, like when it comes to like relationships, I think I am.
Pessimistic
when aren't it comes we all? To relationships. Because I think I always think this is like so opposite of me, but when it comes to relationships, I always think the worst. I go to that first because it's like, that's what I know.
Yeah, but that's well, not normal, but I feel like when you experience some things, it's so hard to be optimistic. I feel the same.
Yeah. So in relationships, I'm very like standoffish in the beginning, and you kind of have to work to get in to me emotionally, because I'm like I have to see I'll be very patient when it comes to like relationships. I'm just like sitting back and just like okay, and then eventually I'll open up. But and also too, I remember when I was younger, like a situation like what was it, something happened, I can't remember specifically, but I remember something happening. And instead of me just like starting to like cry or go crazy, I look at things of like, okay, it's the practical part of it. Cause I'm looking at it, okay, well, it happened. There's nothing we can do about it. So I can sit here and waste my energy crying for no reason and it's not gonna change. Or we can keep it moving.
But is that when it comes to relationships or other things or both?
It depends on the relationship, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
It depends on the relationship, and then it depends on what it is that's occurred. But, like, I do notice that I do have that kind of thinking when, like, something happens. I'm like, okay, well, it happened. It sucks. I can't do anything about it. We can't take it back.
Yeah.
It is what it is. All right, so next, what's next?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's very Capricorn moon,
right? I feel like that's very earth in general.
Yeah,
because I'm also like that, like okay,
yeah,
it bothers you, but then it's like what to do about it.
Yeah,
yeah. So. And any other traits about the moon?
I think I went through a pretty
yeah it's amount. A lot actually.
Yeah, but yeah, I
really
do
good description.
Feel like I have those traits for sure.
Yeah, you do. Oh, well, then last but not least, the Sagittarius rising. Interesting. Sagittarius rising traits includes being optimistic, freedom loving, adventurous, and philosophical, often giving off a bold, spontaneous, and cheerful vibe. Though they can also be brash, impulsive, or restless. Ruled by Jupiter, they seek knowledge, growth, and new horizons, valuing independence and honesty, but may struggle with commitment due to their expansive nature and desire for constant exploration. Okay, attachment issues over here. No, I'm joking.
I agree.
Yes. This is so true.
Yeah, this is so me. Well, I love traveling. Mm-hmm. I'm obsessed with traveling. I love adventure. I love excitement. I am very philosophical when I speak. Mm-hmm. And I'm very optimistic.
Yes.
And I'm always like trying to like uplift my friends and people mm-hmm. around me. I am very honest, and I do say things very like bold and like, but I'm not saying it in a harsh way. It's just like a matter of fact kind of thing. It's just like, but this is the truth. Like, this is, mm-hmm. I don't know. But I have been told that when I can say some things that even though it's true, it can come off harsh. And it's like, I'm not trying to be harsh. I was just like, this is this. Mm-hmm. But I have been told that I've done that before. Mm-hmm. So I can understand why.
Yeah.
It comes from that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I got the impulsiveness again under the Sagittarius.
Girl, it's only impulsiveness over here.
I'm all about like adventure. Right? I am totally about adventure. I'm like, I jumped out of a plane. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I will try anything, almost anything, once. but yeah, I love experiences. Mm-hmm. And anything that's like a cool experience, I want to try it. Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like this is also like such a good overview of.
Isn't it crazy you? Though?
It's a bit scary, honestly.
Yeah.
And I'm always wondering, like, is there a person on this earth? Yeah, probably there is, that has like the same sun, moon, and rising as me. And would that be my soulmate? You know, or would I hate that person?
You would probably hate them. Because they would be like a direct mirror, and you're like, ooh, I'm like that.
maybe, but maybe not. I don't know, because like,
seriously, too. Well.
Right?
I don't know. I think it would be a little intense. Like, it's so like my funny. Twin. I have a friend here. She actually is a Aries rising. Mm-hmm. And there were some times where I was sitting with her talking, and she would be talking, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that is like what I do. Right. And that is like what I say. And then I'm like cracking up, and I'm like, oh shit, is that how I come off sometimes? And it was so funny. I think I told her a couple of times. I'm just like, oh my god, you remind me of me sometimes.
yeah, that's true. Sometimes it works like a mirror.
Yeah.
But it teaches you a lot.
It does. So. It really does. Oh my gosh. Alrighty. Okay.
That was an interesting start of the episode. Like, you guys already really
got to know us a little bit better, even more.
And deeper. Yes. A lot deeper.
Yes. Wow. Okay.
Well, let's move on.
Okay.
I like this one. Do you identify more with your sun sign, moon, or your rising? Ooh, now that we've spoke so much about it.
I feel like I'm a good balance of all of them. Mm-hmm. To be honest, I think I don't know. It's a good mix. It's like a good, like.
But if you had to pick.
Like, which one would I feel like I like more identify with? I would probably say Aries. Mm. My son.
Right.
Yeah. Because your emotional self is kind of hidden. It's like, it's your emotion. Mm-hmm. You're like, I'm hiding it.
Yeah.
You don't really know.
Yeah.
But your rising is just like out there.
Yeah, but they say that the rising is how people perceive you, right?
Yes.
But that can be different than how you perceive yourself. So yes, it's like,
that's true.
Crazy.
But I identify a lot with my rising mm-hmm. traits.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. I don't know.
Yeah.
What about for you? Like, which one do you feel Oof. Like you resonate the most with?
Yeah. I also feel like this is a hard one because I also wanted to say like Taurus. But maybe that's also because like before knowing about the moon and the rising, mm-hmm. I only knew about Taurus, so I feel like mm-hmm. that's also really stuck in my head or something. And I feel like on a daily basis, maybe it matches the best. It's like how I handle things and business wise and like in friendships and like being stubborn. But on the other
hand, it's so interesting, like how can you be like stubborn and also like indecisive, you know?
Right. But that's how I feel like on some days, if I'm like tired or mm-hmm. overwhelmed, I do feel like the Libra comes mm-hmm. out. And I'm like, all of a sudden, I always have an opinion on something. And when I'm in that phase of being overwhelmed and tired, I'm like, I don't know what to do. Tell me what to do. What do you want to do? It's like questions I never ask, almost.
That's so interesting. I don't feel like I see that Libra side of you that much. I do. I feel like I see it like... I can tell, like, because you're really good with your clothes and, like, putting things together. Thanks. Yeah, she has really good style. Oh, so I can see that with, like, the Libra aspect of it. But, like, I feel like maybe you're indecisive on, like, maybe certain things. But I don't feel like you're that indecisive. Because no. I feel like you know what you want mm-hmm. and you go for it.
Yeah, that's the Taurus.
Yeah.
But I feel like on the Libra days, I kind of hide also, you know? Mm. When I feel like a Libra, it's time to take a step back. No offense to Libra, because Libra is amazing. I have also Libra friends. But it's not my natural mm-hmm. habitat or something to mm-hmm. be, like, so indecisive. Mm-hmm. So,
okay, what do you think I am the most out of the three? And I'll tell you what I think Ooh. You are the most out of the three.
You're the Sagittarius.
Really?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, wow.
Okay. When I read the... Yeah. Because I had to read it for you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think I'll go for that one.
Okay. I would say Taurus for you.
Mm.
Yeah. I think I see that more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, I think the sun sign is like such a good overview, right? Already. Mm-hmm. I would also say for you the Aries, but then I was like, no, I also really feel the Sagittarius for you.
I think also too, people have a perception of Aries if like we're fighters or something. No, and always fighting and angry or something.
No, but like in your like journey to like freedom and like Lisbon and everything, yeah, I feel like the Sagittarius, that's totally Sagittarius also. Yeah. And I feel like the moon, like my Pisces moon, I definitely feel like the Pisces also on some days. And I think that comes out like after like a trip or something, like now that I'm back home in Lisbon and I'm like processing my holidays, like back home with the family. And that makes me kind of sentimental, nostalgic and like so many emotions. Like
emotional. Ah, okay.
But that's,
I feel like your Pisces is hidden. Just like I said how my Capricorn mm-hmm. is hidden. Yeah. Yeah. So that's why I never really see that mm-hmm. side of you, because it's hidden.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's also when I have these days, I don't speak to anyone, or it's not like we're going to record on that day. So it's like, because I took some days after the trip to kind of get back to myself.
Yeah,
so you don't see the phase that I was in.
Yeah.
I think that's good.
Yeah.
I mean,
sometimes. Do you ever see the Capricorn? Do you ever see the Capricorn moon in me? Do you ever see that?
Not really, but I noticed, I think it was on the moon, right? Let me just check it real mm-hmm. quick before I say something wrong. Yeah, about that emotionally reserved, I did notice that mm-hmm. because sometimes when there's something going on in your life, for example, with your business, and then I ask you about it and it's like you're not really saying much about it. It's like you don't have to, of course, maybe you don't want it. And also sometimes... if you talk about it, sometimes you stay in that energy, you know? So sometimes it's like, maybe you don't want it, or maybe it's difficult for you. I don't know. But then I'm like, talk to me, please. I want to help you, you know? Like, let's talk about it. But maybe it's like, difficult.
For me, you have to pull it out of me.
Mm-hmm, yeah, in order I noticed
for
that.
Emotional stuff. Yeah,
I noticed that.
Yeah, yes. I guess I'm still like that. Yeah, yes. You have to pull it. Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do I have to pull harder or you're okay? Because I can, as far as I could.
Yeah, but not right now.
Of course not. But I mean, in general, like, do you appreciate it when friends do
it,
that?
It depends. It depends. Yeah. It depends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that.
Because sometimes I also, because I've had friends before who I felt like weren't, like, truly wanting to know, like, for me to help. It was, like, more of, like, a selfish kind of thing. Like in a,
but what would they gain from knowing and not helping?
I don't know, because I realized some people who weren't really my friend, and I felt like they were just like there to like, you know, the ones that like love it when like you're doing bad or something.
Oh, it's like they enjoy the drama.
Yeah.
Ugh, girl.
So it's like, that's why I take a really long time before I open up, because I'm like, I need to know like if I feel safe or not to be open.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, we'll get there, guys. We're in this business together, so you better trust
Capricorns
me.
Capricorns move slow.
Yes, but that's good.
Yeah.
All right,
let's go to the next one.
Yes.
Do you feel your zodiac sign supported you in moving abroad alone?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Are we talking about the sun or just in general? Like
in
all
in general, you could all of them. Did any of them support you in moving abroad alone?
I think in the end, because I learned about it, but I wouldn't expect it. I think it was the Pisces who did it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
Because I was researching it, and apparently the Pisces loves freedom, and it doesn't like to be like tied somewhere. And I thought that was like a Taurus thing, but then I was like, no, the Taurus wants stability. The Taurus doesn't want to move an inch. So that can't be the Taurus.
Yeah, that's true. Because Taurus like comfortability, like to be comfortable.
They don't want to go.
Yeah.
And I also didn't want to go. That was the Taurus. And then the Libra can't decide shit. So the Libra didn't help me.
That's true.
Libra didn't do anything for me. So it was the Pisces, because it was like about the feeling. It was about the sentiment and about all the times that I went to Lisbon, the feeling that I had here. And then when I went back to the Netherlands and feeling depressed, crying because I miss Lisbon. And like, it was about the feeling. And I thought the feeling was holding me back in the end, but I think the feeling just brought me here.
Ooh,
you know,
I like that. Yeah,
but then the Taurus is gonna kind of like be in the Taurus is being kind of
it's what's
rational
gonna,
you know.
Yeah, but it's also what's gonna ground you here.
That's true.
And then also too, so Libra is actually opposite sign of Aries. Did you know that?
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Now that I think of it.
Yeah. So like, yeah. So maybe you're the opposite of a Libra. A little bit of the Aries was like trying to push you.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Yeah.
With your emotions, but you had to go. But that's actually kind of interesting, because you came off of a feeling in a way with your Pisces moon. And I came off of feeling and passion. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we both came here off of feeling.
Yeah.
It just took you a little bit longer with your Taurus.
Yeah, because the Taurus was like, fuck that feeling. Like, girl, take a break. And it was like the feeling would come every time. And the Taurus was like, no, you're going to stay here. You're going to settle. You're going to do your job. You're going to do your thing. You have your friends. You have your family. Life is not always like brighter on the other side. Stay, stay, bitch. I told myself everything, like the Taurus told me. Not me, the Taurus told me. And the Pisces was like, I want freedom. I feel better in Lisbon. I want to go. And the Libra was like, should I go? Shouldn't I go? Should I go? Shouldn't I go? That's why it took me 9 visits to decide to move here.
Oh my gosh, that was actually really funny.
For me.
That was a good analogy of what happened.
But that's how it really was.
Oh my gosh, I would say for me, mine was like, Aries, go! Literally. Sagittarius, go! Capricorn.
Ooh.
Okay, let's, yeah, all right. I mean, I feel like the Aries and the Sagittarius is like, let's go, and Capricorn is like,
well,
okay.
Capricorn needed to adjust because it was two against one. Yes. For me, it was one against two.
Yeah.
Two that didn't want to go, one that did want to go. But what would you say, like, your which sign was, like, most supporting you? Was it, like, the
Sagittarius? Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's why I can't have a relationship with Sagittarius. I tried two times.
They're like,
they all cheat.
You're holding me back.
They're all cheating.
I wouldn't say it's the Sagittarius. I wouldn't say it's the Sagittarius. It comes down to the person. If they can't commit, they shouldn't commit.
Mm-hmm.
If they know that they're gonna be like, I know I can't stay. I can't commit.
Because
mm-hmm. I'm always gonna be thinking, ooh, what's over there? What's over there?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's true.
But I feel like for me, with my Capricorn moon, it makes me like, I don't like to date a lot. Mm-hmm. I like to just have one kind of like solid, reliable, loyal kind mm-hmm. of like structured type of, because that's my emotional self. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what I would want as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't have anything that's like flighty, free, and like when it comes to like,
yeah,
emotional kind of thing.
Maybe you need an earth sign, right?
I think so.
To
yeah, if I were to, yeah,
yes, if because
if
the new year just started, we don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Next one.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I like this one. We're going to talk about astrocartography. Do certain countries or cities feel more aligned with our zodiac energy? And how does it align with where you currently live?
So do we want to tell them about astrocartography?
Yeah, I think we need to do like a little, a little explanation for those who don't know. Because astrocartography... I don't know if I'm explaining it right, but I'm gonna try. It's basically, it's like this whole map of the earth, and then you fill in your date of birth, your time that you were born, and also the place, and then it's calculated for you, and then you get this whole map with like lines all over the world, and every line represents like a different planet, right? And a different...
Not a different planet, a different country of like where the
line goes. Yeah, but I mean, you have these lines, they are connected to planets because you have like Jupiter,
Neptunus. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So then every line you have, for example, you have like the lifeline. That's IC, I think. And you have also AC, but I forgot what that meant. But it's kind of difficult to read because you have to... First of all, see where the lines are and then where they end and then where what planet is like underneath or above. And then also you need to check if it's like an IC line or an AC line and then combine it with the planet. So it's kind of hard to read. So I definitely recommend if you use it to find like a little manual about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really interesting because it shows you like the places where you find like luck and abundance and the places where you would feel most at home, the places where you meet people, the places where you get rich, the places where you find love. And yeah, it's so, mm-hmm. I don't know, it's like fascinating.
Yeah, it really is. I didn't know anything about it until you told me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, because I love this stuff, I'm like, ooh, what is this?
Yeah.
And then I realized that I have a line going directly through the Azores.
Ah, cool.
Yeah, through San Miguel.
Okay.
It's my moon.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know exactly what that means, but I think that's another reason why I felt like so at home here in mm-hmm. Portugal, because of that line.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
And you have a line going right through Lisbon, right?
I have a line in Lisbon. it's crazy. I think it's the Jupiter one.
Mm.
And if I'm not mistaken, it stands for like finding luck, abundance, wealth, adventure, something like that.
Okay.
But you can have like so many different lines. There's also a line that says like the place where you kind of find responsibility and kind of like get yourself together or something. And there's also lines to find love, but then my lines to find love is not in Lisbon.
Mine weren't either. If I looked, if I looked at it right, they were like in Brazil,
right?
Or like
mine
Australia.
Were in Europe. Like,
were they
more like on the other side of Europe? I'm like in the wrong side now. It's like more on the to the east. And then I didn't have any line in my home country, so that was a bit sad. But makes sense considering that I'm here. We can put like a link in the description if you wanna try that. It's free, it's no spawn, it's just fun to do.
There's some that you can do for free and there's some that can pay to tell you exactly what it means, so you don't have to try and figure it out yourself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we can just put like the one that we used, free one, and
I think I just Googled and I just picked like the first one. I don't know. Yeah. I don't remember exactly. Yeah, but we can put a link down for you guys.
Yeah, because I saw on Instagram they put like advertisements on things and that you had to pay and stuff. But you don't have to. It's just free to do it. So yeah, that's really interesting. And I really feel like I want to do it again and just kind of like refresh my memory about all the lines, because it's a lot to memorize.
It
honestly.
Is. There's so many lines. But and planets. I thought it was very interesting that I had a line going through the islands.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Cool, it's cool.
Special.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Okay. What does astrology say about what we'll experience in the new year?
Ooh.
Do you guys want to know what our our astrology forecast is for 2026?
I'm curious. Normally I read it at the end of the year and then I'm gonna see if it makes sense. But I feel like it's the first time in years that I'm gonna read it like in the beginning of the year. So let's see.
Okay.
Let's start with yours.
Oh, okay.
Let me read it for you. Okay. What is happening in 2026?
Okay.
There we go. 2026 is more than another new chapter. It is a metamorphosis. Metamorphosis.
Metamorphosis.
Oh.
Metamorphosis.
Guys, I didn't practice. And
no, it's hard for me to say it. Metamorphosis. Metamorphosis.
I spoke Dutch for 2 weeks. This is my first time speaking
English
again after my holiday. I spoke English to my friends when I was there. When
you
I was
did?
Drunk. Yes. I was like, no. And then they were like,
that's so funny. Now when you get drunk, you speak English instead of
But if I'm here,
she'll speak Dutch.
If I'm drunk, yes. There's the opposite. It's like, I don't know where I am anymore.
That's so funny.
Okay. Let's go. Okay. Let's go on. This year invites you into a deeper relationship with life, one that teaches you to slow down, listen closely, and meet yourself beyond the noise. This is less about changing who you are and more about remembering who you have always been. You are shedding outdated versions of yourself and reclaiming what is real. This is a year of spiritual maturity and sacred responsibility. You are no longer here to prove anything. You are here to embody truth, love, and quiet power. Major turning points bring karmic closures, soul-deep healing, and the courage to start again. The way you approach relationships, creativity, and your mission in the world is evolving. You are learning to create from alignment instead of urgency. By the end of the year, you will feel more anchored in your inner lights. What you seek is already within you. This is not about chasing more. This is about coming home.
Ooh.
Wow.
Wow.
This is not ChatGPT that wrote this.
No, it's not. Wow, that sounds like I'm going to have an amazing year.
Right? And it sounds also like you don't need to do anything. It's like,
yeah, it's just I need to receive.
It will happen.
Yeah, I've done all the work.
Right? You can finally relax. You
can just
retire.
Like, sit and receive. I love that.
Yes. Wow. What do you think?
I think it's amazing.
Right?
I love the coming home. And it's like you spend your life trying to go out and either prove yourself or figure out where you belong or mm-hmm. where you stand. And it's just like you're constantly doing. And then at a certain point, you get to a point where you're like, you know what? Fuck this shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just going to be me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't need to prove myself. I don't need to do anything. I can sit here and look pretty and just be like, thanks. And just receive.
Mm-hmm.
And my divine feminine energy.
Right.
All right.
Well, but I feel like this could apply on you like last year, I feel.
Yeah.
Or maybe now even more. When
maybe it's like last year was like shifting me
right.
now into... You're, yeah. Shedding away anything else that I needed to shed.
Mm-hmm.
And then with this new year also becoming a fire horse year, it's just like I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like I'm riding like the horse and then the hair is like blowing. I'm just like, that's me 2026.
Wow. I love it.
Okay, let's see what Anna's is.
Ooh.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Bring it on.
Okay, 2026 brings a deep transformation to your inner landscape. What once felt solid may shift to remind you that your roots grow deeper than circumstances. You are remembering your own rhythm. The one that doesn't need to rush to prove its worth.
Mm.
This year invites you to soften and to change. You are being guided to let go of what no longer nourishes you, to rebuild from a more authentic place, and to rediscover peace and simplicity. Stillness becomes your strength. From that grounded center, you'll hear your soul whisper new directions. That's so funny because we were just talking about how you need to sit and listen. You said it. Okay.
That's true.
There is power in simplicity. And this year helps you rediscover it. The more you release, the more you receive. You are entering a phase of clarity about your purpose, your path, and your boundaries. What you allow in now shapes your next chapter. Let this be a year where you return home to yourself.
Hey.
Where beauty is redefined, peace is reprioritized, and your values rise to meet the future you are cultivating. You do not need to push. Life is rearranging itself for you. All you need to do is listen and trust.
Wow.
What do you think?
Oh. Bring it on. I'm like, I feel like I really, and also like last year, especially in the ending of the year, I felt like there was so much going on and like with my work and all the things I'm trying to juggle. And I still don't have the answers I thought I had, like, in the last months of the year. And now that I'm back in Lisbon, I feel like I'm in the same position as in December. I'm, like, looking for answers, you know, like, looking for guidance to help me. Because there's still so much going on, and I feel like I should let some things go, but I'm also not really ready, and... I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like I'm a bit stuck.
Does some of what's been, that was written here, does it resonate with you? Like, does something, did like, when you read it, when you heard it, did something like hit you in a place where it's like, oh, like that resonated?
Mm.
Or a place where I can...
Yeah, multiple things, actually, because I also feel like last year I tried to push things, like, so hard. Because I was like, you know, there must be a way to, you know, accomplish the things that I wanted to do. And then I think there were also some phases that I was like, I need to slow down a bit more because I was going too hard, if that makes sense. And I feel like also now maybe it's the answer to kind of figure out what it is that I like, the direction that I need to go. You can only kind of find it or hear it when you slow down, but that's really hard for me, you know. It's like,
yeah,
it's not in my in my nature, so I find it a bit of a difficult message, to be honest.
I feel like anything that's gonna ask you to like grow is gonna be hard mm-hmm. to do, and I feel like if it's something that's not comfortable for you, then it's probably like where you're supposed to go, which just makes it even harder because it's like, ah,
right. And I'm like, I just, well, not just moved, but it's also not been that long. It's been 1.5 years, and I feel like, give me a break, you know, like, can't I just enjoy my life here, you know? Can I just like settle down, slow down, like, why? I don't want any more change. Taurus is like retired, you know. Taurus done. But yeah, that's the beauty of life. Yeah. I know, but
I wonder what the opposite of Taurus is in the zodiac. Do you know?
Isn't that the Libra?
No, that's Aries is the opposite of Libra.
Then so it's the Scorpio, probably.
If Taurus is the opposite, then that's where you need to go.
Where?
So like in life, like you so the opposite of whatever your sign is, your main sign, is like basically your life's journey of where you need to like end up, like moving towards like the, I guess like the traits of that sign or like something.
Oh, in really? But Scorpio is toxic as fuck. I don't want to go there.
Are you sure it's Scorpio?
I don't know.
Opposite. That seems weird for Scorpio to be opposite.
Because I also have like things in common with Scorpio and have Scorpio friends. So that doesn't really feel like a real opposite. But how do you know where's the opposite based on? Is it like it's because it's 12 months?
There's a chart. Let me.
Because the, is it like,
oh, my phone's up there.
Yeah, I have my phone.
No, because I have my birth chart, yeah. And it has the chart, so then I can see what's opposite.
But is it based on like the 12 mm-hmm. months? Because mm-hmm. then the Taurus is like the 4th and the 5th month. So then,
okay.
The opposite of the 5th, right?
Okay, so if mean, Aries right? is the opposite of Libra... So Aries
I'm the opposite
is four,
of Scorpio.
So you are the opposite yes. of Scorpio. Okay. So.
Still no answers. What do I need to do this year?
Well,
I
feel like this gave you a little bit of guidance.
Yeah.
It seems like some of the things that were here are out of your comfort zone, correct?
Yeah, but I feel like it's kind of similar to yours.
Mm-hmm. We're both going to be. Having it.
Sitting back and do nothing. That's how it feels, but I want to be in control. I'm like,
but
this
that
can
you,
be true.
You are in control when you sit back and just receive.
That's hard for me.
I know. It's hard for me too. but I it's like
Taurus doesn't believe it in it.
So are there any final words that you have for your yearly forecast? Yearly,
well,
the year, your 2026 forecast.
I don't know. I find it a bit hard to believe. But we're just going to see. I'm just going to be patient and see.
If you believe it, it will be real.
Yeah. I know.
I mean.
But I don't know if I want to believe it. Do I? I don't know. I mean, it's
what don't
not,
you want to believe?
Not negative, but I feel like I said, it's a bit out of my control.
Actually, it's not. You just align your energy to what it is that you want. And
yes.
Blah, 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 blah. But it takes work. It's not easy. It's not.
That's true.
Yeah.
And it takes trust. A lot of trust.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe in a month or so, or maybe when the spring starts, like you said, maybe I'm feeling it. Mm-hmm. Because that's when the new year officially starts.
Yeah,
because
technically it's not 2026 yet.
And I feel like I just jumped out of my holiday bubble. Right back into all my work.
Like now I gotta like,
and now this is telling me to do nothing. I'm like, no, bitch, I gotta do so much. Like, but I think maybe in a couple months,
yeah,
I'm like seeing where this is about.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I don't know. Let's see. I mean, it's the start of January, so it's like we have plenty of time, right?
Yeah.
But it's not negative. I mean, like, it's very, like, hopeful. So, cheers to that.
Cheers, yes. 2026.
And the website where you got it from, I didn't know, but it's, I looked it up. Is it very known or?
No, I just Googled and I just looked to see which one I felt like a good vibe from. And this one I liked.
Nice.
Yeah.
We're going to put it also in the description if you want to read about your 2026 forecast. Yeah, it's an interesting one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like it. Because the horoscopes that I'm used to, like the yearly horoscope, they talk about like finances, relationships, family or whatever. It's like all these type of things. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this is more on a spiritual level. So maybe that's why for me it's not so clear right now. Like
you're like, tell me A plus B is C.
No. Literally, like, tell me if I'm gonna get rich this year. Tell me if I'm gonna find love. Tell me when and where. Tell me everything. And this is like a very abstract for me. But that's the Taurus in me. That's like, seriously. But yeah, maybe on the
my Pisces. Sagittarius is like, oh, I love it,
right? But maybe my Pisces is gonna
your gonna Pisces has it. To absorb it.
Yes,
your Pisces knows what's up.
Okay Well, next up,
yes,
is it my turn?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Tell me about your funniest or most dramatic "this is such a sign" moment from the year. So then it could be like Aries, Sagittarius, or Capricorn for you. So you have like a lot to choose from. Your different
zodiacs. All of my different. I'll choose the Aries.
Oh,
the Aries is the most bold.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this actually on the show.
Oh, I think I know what's coming.
It's the one where I pushed these guys off. We were out in the club leaving. This guy was getting beat up on by a group of men. And my Aries self said, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
And I rushed in there. And my fellow Aries rising friend, she rushed in as well. Mm-hmm. So it was two Aries going in and saying, get back, get back, get back. So, and Aries is not afraid of getting in a fight. I personally, I don't fight. I like to stay away from fights.
Mm-hmm.
But if you put me in a position where I have to fight, I will fight.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't. I the only fight I've ever gotten in my life was when I was in like third grade.
Okay.
And this girl, she was just like, she tried to bully me. And I'm like, I'm an Aries. You don't bully an Aries. Hello. Duh.
What are you thinking?
So she's like, tried to challenge me
mm-hmm.
and say, I'll beat you up. I'm like, try it.
Mm.
Bring it. She came at me and then I beat her up. I was like, well, you asked for it.
Well,
sorry, not sorry. But yeah, so that was the only fight I've ever been mm-hmm. in my life. And I was like 8. So okay. I don't fight. But if you put back me in a corner,
mm-hmm.
I'm ready.
That's like waiting for the Aries to come out.
Yeah, that's when the Aries comes out. Yes. But no, I would say that would be my sign Aries mm-hmm. moment. What about for you?
Ooh, I was reading this question and I was really thinking, like, do I have something, like, specific? But I think the only thing that I can think of is when I was in the Netherlands in April and I got... Well, I could say that I got in a fight, but it was not a physical fight, but I kind of ended a friendship there, right?
Okay, yes. Yeah. What sign would you say that?
I think could be either my Taurus or the Libra, because it was like based on, it was a loyalty thing to me. So it could also be the Libra in me that was like, hey. And I think it was the Taurus in me that wanted to stay loyal, like, all the time. And although things had happened in the past, the Taurus was always, like, kind of, like, reconnecting and kind of, like, feeding that friendship. Because of all the good things, you know? And I think at that point, it was so not out of the blue... But maybe for the other party, it was out of the blue. But then something just, I just kind of snapped. So I didn't get in a physical fight, like I said, but it was just like I cut off the contact like this. And I didn't expect that for myself either.
I actually think that's a Pisces trait, like you cutting off contact. Yeah, because when Pisces like are done, they're done.
Yeah, but I feel like that's a Taurus thing too.
So it was a mixture of all three then.
Because the Taurus is also really like...
Because I had to deal with like emotions as well. And
yeah, but it's a loyalty thing.
Yeah.
And the Taurus can handle a lot and I can be very patient with people. But if you cross like a line, and maybe people don't even know that it is a line. Maybe I don't even know. But when they cross it at that moment, then I realize there's no going back. And I think at that moment, it was definitely not going back anymore for me. It was like, this is it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That was crazy. But needed.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Okay. All right, guys. We're going to get into the last one. And this is actually kind of a...
Funny one.
A funny one.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to ask you first.
Ooh.
Okay, if Lisbon was a zodiac sign, which one would it be?
This one is so random.
I know, but it's kind of interesting.
It's really interesting.
I actually need to think about it.
Yeah, because we learned already like a lot about signs in this episode, but it was only like our signs, so we didn't got to speak about all the signs. And I think I have two. Well, we're not gonna do like sun, moon, and
no just it's just like one. A main, yeah,
because I think I have a mixture of two. I think Lisbon in a way is also a Libra.
Oh yeah.
Because I feel like on one hand I feel like Lisbon is really like getting modern and getting like improvements and getting like, it's really like stepping up. But on the other hand, I feel like here it's still very like analog or something. It's like paying with cash and like just
paying with cash. I pay with my card everywhere.
Yeah, but I mean like in the Netherlands people don't even have cash, and here I feel like it's very normal to have
cash.
I feel like in like the smaller stores, like my utilities, I pay with cash. Yes.
You pay your utilities with cash?
I go to like the pay shop and I can only pay with cash there.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't even know how you would even pay with cash to pay your utilities. Like I wouldn't even know where to go. I just do it online.
Right. So I go to that pay shop and I pay with cash. And I also feel like in, for example, in the bus, sometimes you're... card doesn't work. That happened to me already so many times. So I still have also cash for the bus, and that feels like super vintage in a way, but I also kind of like it. And also I feel like here with like all that old people like looking out the windows and stuff. I feel like the whole vibe of Lisbon and Portugal is kind of like, I don't know, just a bit back in time in a way. Uh-huh. And then on the other hand, there's like these penthouses and like crazy expensive buildings being built. And just, I feel like, I don't know, it's just a weird mix sometimes.
Yeah,
it's like, that's true. Like Lisbon can decide to be like super like futuristic or just super
old school
kind of. And the other thing I had in mind was, because there's so many bureaucracy and stuff, there's a lot happening here when it comes to that, that makes me feel like Lisbon is a Gemini because it's super toxic.
I had Gemini in my head.
And also because it's really hard to leave once you're here. It's like Lisbon is like taking you. So that's like the Gemini.
I was thinking Gemini as you were explaining different things. I was like, oh, Lisbon's definitely Gemini because it's like it has the two sides.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Jekyll and the Hyde, I guess, because it has like the beautiful, like la la la, and it also has the other gritty with like the graffiti and like the old school, like
And also
it's like a little
that's true. And also we made like a whole episode about like the cost of living crisis, and when I was like explaining everything about like the Libra and the Gemini, I was also thinking about that, like Lisbon is like trying to be like so modern and stuff, but then I feel like when it comes to the salary and stuff and things, like things it are how match. Things are arranged here, it's still like beyond, like, you know, like it's not from this time. So that's weird.
Oh my gosh.
And I hope that changes.
So what we've concluded is that Lisbon's zodiac sign is a Gemini.
Apparently we like toxic places.
Gemini.
Literally.
Oh my gosh.
That's funny.
That is funny. Wow. Oh my gosh. Oh, you guys, this was our first episode back for 2026. Oh my gosh.
And we just called out Lisbon.
And we called out Lisbon. And oops. Sorry for all the Geminis out there.
Oh yeah. Also, we also called out all Geminis. I'm sorry. Not sorry.
You guys, this has been fun. We are so excited to be back. Getting back in the swing of things, doing our thing. We're so excited to see what this year has in store for us with the podcast. Mm-hmm. As you can notice, we have new microphones with our logos on them. We hope you guys like them. And yeah, so we will see you guys in the next one.
Mm-hmm.
And this is from Lisbon.
With love.
Bye, guys.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Woo, happy New Year.
Yay. Ching. Thanks for spending this time with us.
And for listening to our stories, our laughs, and a few of our growing pains.
If this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who needs a little Lisbon love in their life.
And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. It helps more hearts find our little corner of the world. From all of us,
from Lisbon with love.